The Gemara tells us that there was a magefa where 100 people were passing away a day, and David HaMelech came up with the takana of saying Meir Brachas, 100 blessings a day, and these Meir Brachas were able to stem the tide and overcome the magefa, the plague. And this is brought down in many poskim regarding the general idea of Meir Brachas, and specifically in times when there were plagues within Klal Yisrael. The Sfarim bring down the importance of saying our Meir Brachas. The Tzemach Tzedek, amongst others, writes that although nowadays everybody says 100 brachas a day, that's part of our general ritual and davening. True, we need to be careful on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where we might be missing out some of the brachas, to add some extra stuff to be able to have those brachas. But on a regular basis, we do have Meir Brachas on a daily basis. But still, we could put an extra caution to make sure that we say our brachas with proper kavana. This is written by the Chida as well in the Sefer Devash Lefi, by the Chaim Palaji, and as mentioned, the Tzemach Tzedek writes it specifically as an instruction during his time. Another thing that Tzemach Tzedek mentions, and also mentioned in other Svarim, that the Mishnah tells us in Masichta Avos that a dever, a plague, comes about because the poor people are not receiving the dues which they deserve. And therefore, the Tzemach Tzedek encourages us very much to be extra particular in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Kivega also writes about giving tzedakah. The Poskim mentioned this in the halachas of fasting for a dever, that even in a case where fasting is not recommended, like in the current situation, people need to be healthy, but we increase in davening in tzedakah. Tzedakah has the power that it transforms the midas hadin to midas harachmim, the attribute of severity, to the attribute of compassion, and through our giving tzedakah, this will help increase our schusim and bring about the ultimate Yeshua. I will mention a vart that I heard from a Rav during these days, which is very relevant to our situation. The Gemara tells us that if a person sees a woman drowning, and because of his chassidus, because of his piety, he doesn't want to save her because he's particular about its sneis, he's considered a chassid shaita, he's considered a foolish chassid. And the question begs to be asked, and some of Farshim even asked this question, why are we calling him a chassid shaita? Why don't we call him a ritzeich, a murderer? He's standing and not saving a Jewish woman. Why don't we call him an apikoris? Why don't we call him a heretic when he has a whole different set of priorities and his values are not consistent with what Hashem tells us? He doesn't believe in what Hashem says, that the mitzvah applies here too. Yeah, he's not necessarily a murderer in a direct way. He's a murderer, a b'sheva al tasa, through inaction. But why do we use the term chassid shaita? And what this Rav told me, his point, that a shaita is much worse than a ritzeach than an apikoris. A ritzeach, someone who's a potential accomplice to murder, an apikoris, someone who's an heretic, is still obligated to do all the mitzvahs. A shaita, we're told, is pater mekala mitzvahs. A fool is exempt from mitzvahs because he doesn't understand anything. Such a person lost any sense of decency and normalcy when he has his priorities mixed up. We need to understand the most important thing for the Eibush is the Jewish body much more than the Jewish soul. In general, the Beis HaMikdash was the most important thing, so much so that we say that stopping children from learning is so important that even when it comes to building the Beis HaMikdash, we don't stop them. Even greater than the Beis HaMikdash is Shmirah Shabbos. And that's why when it came to making the Mishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people, Hashem told Moshe several times, that as great as the Mishkan is, but it shouldn't include Chil Shabbos, Melachos of Shabbos. But there's something even more important than Shabbos, and that is the safety of a Jewish person. Ishmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh shilachem, Shabbos is holy. But the pasuk says, L'adas ki ani Hashem ikadishchem. In the same parsha, it tells us, Achas shepsoisei tishmeru, keep Shabbos, and don't violate the Melachos of Shabbos. So the Mishkan, the Pasuk finishes off, L'adas, ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, I Hashem am sanctifying you. You're even holier than the Shabbos, and saving a Jewish life supersedes Shabbos. This is how the Chassam Sofer explains this Pasuk, and this is very important in our current situation to appreciate the great mitzvah that we're able to perform now, the mitzvah of Shmiras Haguva Nefesh, which according to many, many Poskim, most Poskim, it's a mitzvah Saseh Deraisa. Going back to the theme of being careful with our brachas, the concept of tefillah is very relevant nowadays more than ever. We know the Rambam tells us that when a person has an eis sara and he davens, then davening then is a mitzvah aseidah araisa. Right now, our tefillah takes on a whole new dimension. It is part of a mitzvah aseidah araisa of davening. There's no greater eis sara that we could think of where the whole entire Klal Yisrael is united in this sara. Let us put an extra effort now at tefillah and daven properly. And there's many sections of davening that are very relevant to the situation. We should have extra kavanah in these sections, in addition to the point of mentioning having kavanah during our brachas. When we say the bracha ashiyotzer on a regular basis, roi fechal basar, the Eibishter brings cure to every single flesh, umafli lasas, and he's wondrous. Let us have in mind this inyan. When we say in brachas in the morning that the Eibishter should save us misotot hamashchis, umipegara, mimikrim roim mechaloim roim, from negative occurrences, from illnesses, this is all relevant to our situation. When we say later on in Brach of Yetzirah, Beirei Refuas, Hashem cure brings medicine. Adonai Neflas, Eibishter is the source of all wondrous things. When we say in Shemein Esra, Mechalkel Chaim, the Eibishter gives life. Soimech Neuflim, he helps those who fall. Roifei Cholim, he cures the sick. And of course in the Brach of Rifa'enu as well. We say in the bracha of the Shiva Shavteinu v'hasrim emenu yagam anacha, remove all sorrow from our midst. In the bracha of Shema Keleinu, of course, we daven to Hashem to listen to our tefillos. And on Mondays and Thursdays, today we'll say, Yoshev chereinapcha me'amcha me'ircha me'artzcha menachlasecha, Hashem, remove your anger from amongst your nation, from your city, from your inheritance. Shoymer she'edis Yisrael, Hashem protects the remnants of the Jewish people. When we say in Hashkivenu by night, V'hogim badeinu protect us, V'hosim eleinu oyev dever v'cherev, remove a plague from our midst. When we say in Yoshev B'Seser, in Krishma Shalamita, which this is particularly a section of Krishma Shalamita, because the Gemara refers to this chapter as a Shir Shal Pagoim, the chapter of Tilum the Psalm, which helps against Pagoim, negative things that confront us. The Pasuk says, Kehu yatzilcha midever havois Hashem, protects us, midevet avayis, from a plague. Yipim letzitcha elef, thousands can fall from all sides, eilecha leigush, but it won't come close to us. Let us have in mind all these tefillahs and have the proper kavanah during these tefillahs, and this is a time to take an extra achlata, as the Tzemach Tzedek writes in his letter relating to a situation of this nature. We should have extra kavanah not to talk during davening. We should do this when we're davening at home right now, and not talk during davening unnecessarily. And we should have in mind that mitzvah shalom, be able to go back to shul, will be extra careful in Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. We don't have the ability to daven out b'tzibur. I mentioned on an earlier occasion that Rabbi Mendel Futter HaSen, the name of Chassidim, there's a special advantage of davening amongst three people. This has also a halachic source. Rabbi Mordechai ben Ned, the Rav of Nikolsburg, writes in his Chidushim, there's an advantage. Even if we can't daven with 10 people, we should daven with 3 people. It's a form of Berev Am, and even with 2 people. And even if a person is all alone and davening to Hashem, Hashem listens to our prayers wherever we are. The Eibishter Shemeh Tfilas Amchi Yisrael Barachmin Baruch Atah Shemeh Tfilah will listen to our prayers and bring about the end of all this and be as Mashiach now.